Today's daf is Nazir daf Yud Zayin, and we are 9 lines from the top of daf Yud Zayin Amir Aleph, Eisevei Rabbi Yochanan L'Reish Lakish. Today's daf is being learned L'Ilui Nishmas Chaim Elazar Ben Yibad L'Chaim Rab Shim Shenariyeh. So we're in the middle of the sugya of Nazir B'Beis HaKvar. So just to recap a little bit what we saw yesterday, which will very much segue into today's daf. So one of the Isurei Nazirus is that someone that's a Nazir is not allowed to be metame to a mes. The Mishnah discussed what happens if somebody was tame to mas mes, and in that state, he was mekabel Nazirus. The case of the Mishnah was, Misha Nazar v'hu beveis akvaris. But the case is lav dafka. The point is, somebody is tame to mas mes, and in the state of being tame to mas mes, he was now mekabel Nazirus. Says the Mishnah, afilu hoyosham shloishim yoyim. Even if this person remained in the beis akvaris for 30 days, ein oilin loy men aminyan. The days that he's in the Beis HaKvaris don't count towards his Nazirus, meaning he doesn't fulfill any element of his Kabbalas Nazirus while he's in the Beis HaKvaris. Additionally, the Einoi Mevi Karban Toma, when this person goes to make himself Tahar from his Tomas Meis, he'll do so in the conventional way, meaning he won't have to bring a carbon tumma, he won't have to do the things that the Torah specifically outlined for a nazir that's tamei tumas meis in terms of what he needs to do in order to make himself tahar. So the Mishnah says that if someone's mekabel nazirus in a beis hakfaris, the days that he's in the beis hakfaris are ein oilun loymen aminyan. Additionally, when he comes to be metaher from his tumas meis, at that point all he's going to do is what any person that's tamei tumas meis needs to do, which is 7 days involving the Parah Adumah. However, the unique parsha of Tahira that a Nazir that's Tomei Tumas Meis needs to undergo is not something that's going to apply to him. The Gemara then brought a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, with regards to how exactly we view this person that was Mekabel Nazirus in the Beis HaKvaris. The Gemara said, Itmar, Misha Nazir Bu Beis HaKvaris, if somebody was in the Beis HaKvaris, he was Mekabel Nazirus. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Nazirus Chala Olav, he's a Nazir. Reish Lakish said, Ein Nazirus Chala Olav, he's not going to be a Nazir. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish seemed to argue whether this person who was Mekabel Nazirus in the Beis HaKvaris is even a Nazir or he's not a Nazir. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he's a Nazir, meaning Kol Dikduke Nazirus Olav. He always has all the halachas of Nazirus. According to Reish Lakish, Ein Nazirus Chala Olav, it sounds like he's not going to be a Nazir at all. Now, at first glance, Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish, the Mishnah sounds like me. Why? Because the Mishnah says if someone's mekabel nazirus in a beis hakvaris, ein oilu noymen aminyan, and he doesn't bring a karban tumma. But it sounds like all the other dinim of nazirus are going to apply to this person. According to you, Reish Lakish, if someone's mekabel nazirus in a beis hakvaris, he's not a nazir. So why are we picking on details in the laws of nazirus and saying that they don't apply? You're not a nazir. So the whole parsha of Nazirus doesn't apply. Says Rabbi Yochanan, wouldn't that at first glance seem to be a raya to me? And Reish Lakish was doicha, his raya, and said that even though it's true, the Mishnah sounds a little bit like what you're saying, but ultimately it's not muchach that diuk is in fact a diuk. The Gemara brought two additional questions that Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish somehow was able to fend away all the questions of Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara then said that there was another understanding amongst the Amoraim how to understand the Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Mar Bar Avashi said that even though from the words of the Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, it sounds like they were arguing whether a person that's Mekabel Nazirus in a Beis HaKvaris is a Nazir or is not a Nazir, but in reality, Mechel Kuli Amalei Pligi L'Chayla. Everybody agrees that the Nazirus is going to be Chal. What was the Machloikis? The Machloikis was whether this Nazir now, who's over Yisurei Nazirus, is he going to get Malkus or is he not going to get Malkus? Rabbi Yochanan held that he's a regular Nazir, he's going to even get Malkus. Reish Lakish said he's not a regular Nazir, he's not going to get Malkus. Meaning, in the first Lishna of the Gemara, the Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Nazir Beveis HaKvaris, yeah Nazir, not a Nazir, is whether he's a Nazir at all or not a Nazir at all. In the second Lishna of the Gemara, even Reish Lakish acknowledges that really he is a Nazir. The Shaila only is, does he get Malkus for violating the Yisurei Nazirus? And I spoke at yesterday, big Machloikis Rishonim, when Reish Lakish says in the second lishon of the Gemara that there's no malchus, does he mean only with regards to the Isurei Tumah, or does he mean with regards to all the Isurei Naziris? Tosfos speaks out in the sugya that when Reish Lakish said in the second lishon there won't be malchus, he meant that if he would now violate the Issa Tumah, for the Issa Tumah, he wouldn't get malchus. But if he would drink wine, or if he would violate the Issa Teglachas, for sure he would get malchus. The Mefarish, the Ran and the Darab Daftal would argue and say that no, when Reish Lakish says in the second lishon of the Gemara, there's no malchus, what they mean is there's no malchus to any of the Isur Naziris. The Pesuk Rav said that what's the beer in the Machlokes? The beer is whether in the second lishon of the Gemara, when Reish Lakish says that there's no malchus, does he mean there's no malchus because there's some klishos, there's some chsarin in the Ikur Naziris, or is there no malchus because of a din ba'alma that there just so happens to not be any malchus? Tosfos understood that according to Reish Lakish, you're a full-fledged Nazir when you're Nazir Beveis HaKfaris, just like according to Rabbi Yochanan you are, just like when you're Mekabel Naziris outside of Beis HaKfaris. What did Reish Lakish then hold? Just like in the Mishnah you see that if someone's Mekabel Naziris in a Beis HaKfaris, inoy mevi karban tumah, so too Reish Lakish holds, I'll take it a little bit further, you're not going to get malchus for the Isur Tumah either. But all it is a halacha in the way the Isurei Tumah interact with someone that's Mekabel Naziris in a Beis HaKfaris. But fundamentally, he's a full-fledged Nazir. The Mefarish and the Ran and the Darim understood that if someone's Mekabel Naziris in a Beis HaKfaris, according to Reish Lakish, even in the second list, sefelt in the Naziris, and sefelt in the Naziris, so the reason there's no malchus is because of a chsarin in the Naziris. So mali the iser toma, mali the iser yayin, mali the iser teglachas. If there's something miklish kolishtig about this Naziris, so it would affect not only the isurei toma, it would affect all the isurei Naziris. And the Briskarov said very gishmak that the emes is, if you look here in the sugya, Tosfos says mefurish that according to Reish Lakish, when this Nazir is going to become Tahar, ain't Tzarech Lachzor Lidai Ben Nazir. He will not have to be Mekabel Naziris all over again. The Mefarish is Mavur that he would have to be Mekabel Naziris again, according to Reish Lakish. What's the Machlokes? It's Lashita Sayo Tosfos, who said that the no Malkus is only with regards to the Issa Tumah. It's not a simon that there's a Chsarin in how much of a Nazir he is. So what's the point to be Mekabel more Naziris? He's a full-fledged Nazir. There's nothing more to be Mekabel. There's just a din that he doesn't get Malkus for Yisurei Tumah. Okay, now he's tar. He will get malchus for the Isurei Tumah. Whereas the Mefarish understood that there's some klishos in the Naziris, and that's why it affects all the lavin. So if there's something missing, there's makum now to say that when he becomes tar, he'll now have to go ahead and be mekabel in Naziris. But the bottom line is, just to set this up properly, and that is, it's mavur in the Mishnah that if someone's mekabel Naziris in a Beis HaKfaris, something's going to be different. What's different? Really, the main difference that you see in the Mishnah is that he's Einoy Mevi Karban Tumah. Ordinarily, someone that's a Nazir and his Tamei Tumas Meis, part of his Tahira is he has to bring a Karban Tumah. If someone was Nazir B'Veis HaKfaris, he would not have to bring a Karban Tumah. Is he even a Nazir? Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, and really two Lashonis had to understand the Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan is consistent. It's the same Rabbi Yochanan in the first Lishna as it is in the second Lishna. Rabbi Yochanan Shita is, if someone's Mekabel Naziris in a Beis HaKfaris, he's a full-fledged Nazir. Nothing changed in Rabbi Yochanan from the first Lishna of the Gemara to the second Lishna of the Gemara. He is a 100% Nazir, meaning he can't do any of the Isurei Naziris. If he does, he would get Malkus. He's a full-fledged Nazir. That is Shitas Rabbi Yechon. What did Reish Lakish hold? That's already a shaila in the two Lashonis in the Gemara. In the first Lishon of the Gemara, Reish Lakish holds he's not a Nazir at all, which is really the Lashon of Reish Lakish, a Nazirus Chalal, like we mentioned yesterday. In the second Lishon of the Gemara, Reish Lakish is Moida, that really the Nazirus is Chal. It's just that there's no Malkus. What does it mean there's no Malkus? Machlokes Rishayim, does it mean that there's no Malkus with regards to the Isurei Tumah? Or does it mean there would be no Malkus regards to any of the Isurim? And the longest of the Brisker Rav, that it's two fundamental understandings of Reish Lakish in that second Lishon of the Gemara. Either way, in the first Lishon of the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan fired away at Reish Lakish. He asked him three kashas. He asked him a kasha from our Mishnah, and then he asked him a kasha from two brises. In the second Mishnah of the Gemara, that's what we're up to right now, Rabbi Yochanan is going to do the same exact thing. He's going to ask Reish Lakish three kashas. Again, one kasha from our Mishnah, and then two kashas from two brises. It's the same Mishnah, it's the same two brises. Obviously, the question's a little bit different because Shitas Reish Lakish in this Lishon of the Gemara is a little bit different, but the Signon of this Gemara that we're about to learn right now, which is going to take us almost to the bottom of the Yomid, is going to be very, very similar to the end of yesterday's daf, really the first part of the sugya. It's just two Lishonis and Reish Lakish, three kashas on the first Lishna, three kashas on the second Lishna, and it's all from the same Makaris. And by the way, as an added benefit, at the end of this little discussion, the Gemara is going to be Machriya, the Shaila of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Zok the Gemara. Nine lines from the top of the Afiyud Zayin Amar Al. It's for Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish Akash from our Mishnah. Mishnah Azabu Beveis HaKvaris. If somebody was Mekabal Naziris in a Beis HaKvaris, Afilu Hayosham Shloshim Yom, even if he remains there for 30 days, Ein Oilun Leiman Aminyan, the 30 days don't count towards his Naziris. Ve'ein Eimevi Karbin Tomah. Additionally, he doesn't bring a Karbin Tomah. Zok Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish Karbin Tomah Hudalei Maisi. It sounds like this Nazir Beveis HaKvaris, when he becomes tar, just doesn't bring a carbon tuma. A milko laki aleha. But it sounds like he would get malchus for the tuma. Meaning, it sounds like the only difference between a Nazir Tahir that enters a Beveis HaKvaris versus someone who was not a Nazir, but was Mekabel Naziris in a Beveis HaKvaris is whether when it comes time to be Matar, are you going to have to bring a carbon tuma? But to get malchus for violating the issa tuma, it sounds like there is no difference. Isn't that a mafurish raya to Rabbi Yochanan? Not like Reish Lakish. Even the second lishna of Reish Lakish, the second lishna of Reish Lakish, which acknowledges that he's a nazir, but there's no malchus from the Mishnah Luchari. You see that there's even going to be malchus, but the Gemara says no. But then with the listening ain't no like Reish Lakish will tell you that really the Mishnah could have said ain't no like. Meaning, if the Mishnah wanted, it could have said that Misha nazir v'hubaves akvaris ain't no mevi karmen tuma ve'ain. No problem. El Mishum the Kabbalah the Mishnah is safer. But being that the safe of the Mishnah said Yotze, that if this person leaves the Beis HaKvaris, Finichnas, and he comes back in, it's going to count towards his minyan Naziris. Umevi Karben Tomani will have to bring a Karben Tomah. Tana Reisha. So therefore, the Reisha wanted to be consistent and said, Enei Mevi Karben Tomah. He doesn't bring Karben Tomah. In other words, the safe of the Mishnah is talking about this person left the Beis HaKvaris already. He was Mekabel Naziris in the Beis HaKvaris, but then he was Yotze. He made himself tahar, and when he was tahar, on the seventh day, he walked back into the Beis HaKvaris. Then the halach is, he has to bring a carbon tumah, meaning kol dikduke naziris olav, even has to bring the carbon tumah. So being that the Sefer of the Mishnah was going to say that he has to bring the carbon tumah, so to be consistent, the Reishna of the Mishnah said, enoi mevi carbon tumah. So you're right, if the Mishnah really wanted, the Mishnah could have said, enoi loika, and maybe that would have brought out even a bigger chiddush, lafuke, Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, that you are Loika, but the reason the Mishnah said Einoi Mevi Karben Tumah was because it was going to say it in the Seifa, and the Tana of the Mishnah felt that the best way to speak out the Seifa, but to prove that at this point he's a regular Nazir, is by saying he even brings the Karben Tumah. So to be consistent, the Reishna said Einoi Mevi Karben Tumah. Toshma, the second Kasha that the Gemara is asking on Reish Lakish, Ein Bein Not Tamish and Nazir, when Nazir Tarish in it, there's no difference between a person that's Tameh, that was Mekabel Naziris, versus a Nazir Tahar who became Tameh, Elo, She Tameh She Nazar, someone that's Tameh, that was Mekabel Naziris, Shvi Shaloi, Oiloloi Min Haminyan. His seventh day is Oiloloi Min Haminyan. Meaning, on his seventh day of Tahaira, he could now start counting his Naziris. The Nazir Tahar Shenitma versus a Nazir Tahar that became Tameh Ain't Shvi Shaloi Oiloloi Min Aminyan. His seventh day doesn't count towards his Naziris. So this is a Brisa that we saw already in yesterday's daf. What is the Brisa essentially saying? That if somebody is Tameh, and then he's Mekabel Naziris, so he's going to have to make himself Tahar in order to start being Moina his Naziris. On the seventh day, which is the day that he becomes Tahar, he can start counting his Naziris, as opposed to someone that was a Nazir, he was Tahar, then he became Tameh, he too has to make himself Tahar, but he can't start counting his Naziris on the seventh day, he needs to wait until the eighth day. And the reason he needs to wait until the eighth day is because he needs to bring a Karben Tumah, and his Karben Tumah is going to first be brought on the eighth day. That's the halacha. So being that he's first going to bring his Karben Tumah on the eighth day, therefore he starts counting his Naziris first on the eighth day. But what do you see from here? Halam Malkus, as it relates to Malkus, Evezeh Shavin. The Brisa said, Ein Bein. The only difference is when you start counting your Naziris. But it sounds like with regards to all the other halachas, Zevezeh Shavin, specifically as it relates to Malkus. So it sounds like that just like a Nazir Tahar Shenitma if he would be metame to a mace, he would get malchus. So too, a tome shenazar, if he would be metame to a mace, he would also get malchus, which is a kasha Rish Lakish. Amalei, Sidi Gemara says, no, Rish Lakish will tell you, loy. That's not a good diak. You want to make a diak? You could make a diak, meaning, ein bein, there's no difference. So you say, meres, that there are similarities. I'll tell you what the similarities are. L'tiglachas zevezeh shavin. It's regarding tiglachas that zevezeh shavin. Now, there's a machlokes rishonim, pashup shat, as in so many the Gemara's and Masechtas Nazar, what it means, l'tiglachas zevezeh shavin, the way Tosfos learns and the way the Mefarish learns, that l'tiglachas zevezeh shavin is that with regards to the chiv to do a tiglachas on the seventh day, which is something that a Nazir Tomei had to do as part of his Tahira, not only the Nazir Tari Shenitma has to do that, but the Tomei Shenazir has to do that as well. The reason that pshat is a little bit deyevid is because that's going to be a discussion later in the daf, and it sounds like in this dichoy of the Gemara, we're picking sides in an ibaya that the Gemara is about to embark upon. But the bottom line is, that's the pashup shat in the Gemara. That with regards to Tiglachas, Zevezeh, is Shavin, but don't bring many rayas as it relates to Malchus. So the Gemara says, Avad Inya, Malchus Maiza Loikiv Zaynu Loikiv. See, tell me, as it relates to Malchus, really there is a difference that the Nazir Tar Shenitmo gets Malchus, but the Tomish and Nazir doesn't get Malchus. If that's the case, Lesnayo. So how come the Brysa didn't say it? Meaning, this Brysa is an Ein Bein Brysa. It sounds like we're coming to speak at any difference. Ein Bein with the exception of what? So we're saying, with the exception of Shvi Shaloyas Oyuloy Min Aminyan. Say, with the exception of Malchus. If Malchus is a difference, then how come we didn't mention that? So the Gemara says, "Bitakante kamairi, bekilkule loy kamairi." The Tana of this Braisa is mentioning takante, but it's not mentioning kilkule. The purpose of this Braisa is to discuss a nazir that's tameh, what he needs to now do in order for him to be able to start counting a good proper Taira Digan Aziris. And that we're saying, Ein Bein, Nazar Tar Shenitma versus Tomei Shenazar, one could start counting on the seventh day, and the other one can't start counting until the eighth day. Now, there are other nafkaminas. For example, if he would violate his Aziris, he would get Malchus, he wouldn't get Malchus. But that's not Takante, that's Kulkule, it's not what we're talking about. We're not this the purpose of the Ein Bein, the mission statement of this Ein Bein, is not to tell me all the similarities and the differences between these two Nazirim. That's not the point. If it was, we would talk about Malchus. The point is the Takante. What's the nafkamina as far as these two Nazirim that are telling me that right now are on hold, they're in this standby. So what do they need to do in order to go right? One, the seventh day, and the other one's going to be in the eighth day. Now, just to state the obvious, the Braisa is discussing the Ein Bein between these two Nazirim. And what's the Ein Bein? One of them, the Shvi Shaloi is Oyulay Min Aminyan, and the other one, the Shvi Shaloi is not Oyulay Min Aminyan. And the Gemara is the Kasha. Oh, Vaislois, there's no difference with regards to Malchus. This is a Kasha on Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish was Doichet. Why didn't the Braisa say the most obvious difference between these two Nazirim, which was the Mishnah? And that is, one brings a carbon toma and the other one doesn't bring a carbon toma. And that's takante, because you need to bring a carbon toma in order to become tar. You don't need to bring a carbon toma in order to be tar. This is an Ein Bein. You see, the Gemara understands that you got to mention any nafkamina that there is. That was the whole premise of the Kasha on Reish Lakish. And we seem to have missed out the most obvious, which is the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that the Tahar Shenitma needs to bring a carbon toma, but the Tomei Shenazar does not have to bring a carbon toma. But the answer is Pasha, because that's what Oilem and Aminya means. The whole idea of why one starts on day 7, the other one starts on day 8, is precisely because of the carbon toma. So even though the Braisa didn't say it in Bok Tzener, but the Braisa essentially said it. As long as you understand what the Braisa is saying, then that is essentially included in what the Braisa meant. Either way, Toshma, one final kasha. Mishra Yatomei Vinazar. If somebody was Tomei and he was Mekabel Naziris, also Legaleach, so he's not allowed to do Teglachas, Velishtis Yain, he's not allowed to drink wine. Vim Gilach, Vishasa Yain, Vinitmele Mason, Harezeh Soifikas Arbam. And in the event that he is going to do all these things, he's going to be Soifikas Arbam. So let's just read that slower one more time because this is checkmate. Mishra Yatomei Vinazar. Someone was Tomei. So he was in the proverbial Beis HaKvaris. V'nazar, and he was Mekabel Naziris. Also legalech v'lishtes yayin. Clear. V'imgilach v'shasa yayin. V'nitmelo mesim. And if he did that, ha'rezeh seifik zarba. So you see, if someone's mekabel nazirus in a beis hakvaros, number one, he's a nazir. Number two, you even see that he gets malchus. And if that's the case, tiyufta, this is a tiyufta on Shitas Reish Lakish. And this is the way the Gemara concludes this discussion of the nazir beis hakvaros. It is chal nazirus, it's not chal nazirus. Machlokes Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, to the shyness and what Shitas Reish Lakish is. In the final analysis, it's tiyufta the Reish Lakish. So what's the halacha? If someone's mekabel nazirus in a beis hakvaros, called Diktuke Nazirus Olav, with the exception of what the Mishnah said. And that is, Einei Mevi Karban Tomah. But as it relates to, is he a Nazir? Yes. Is he bound by the Isur Nazirus? He is. What's the ramifications if he violates one of the Isur Nazirus? The same thing as always, he's going to get Malkus. What's the difference? The only difference is how this Nazir Tomei makes himself Tahar. The Torah laid out a very unique process of how a Nazir Tahar, a Tomei becomes Tahar. Not enough 7 days of Parah Aduma, but you also have to do a Teglachas, and you also have to bring a Karban Tumah. This person is not going to have to bring a Karban Tumah. Zok to Gemara Vaita. Boy Rava. Rava had any boy. Nazir. If somebody is a Nazir and he's in a Beis HaKfaris, we'll see what the case is in a moment. Mahu, what's the halacha? What do you mean, what's the halacha? Does he need to be there for in a certain period of time in order for him to get Malkus? Or does he not have to be there for a certain period of time in order for him to get Malkus? So the background of the Shaila is as follows. The background is, a Nazir is not allowed to enter a Beis HaKfaris. If he enters a Beis HaKfaris, he gets Malkus. It doesn't matter how long he's in the Beis HaKfaris. It's irrelevant. If a Nazir enters the Beis HaKfaris, a Nazir is Metama Lemeis, he's over the Isser Tumah, and he's going to get Malkus. Now, in order to get Malkus, obviously you have to check off all the other criteria, all the other prerequisites in order to get Malkus, which are, they would have to have been Hasra, you'd have to have to weigh them. So, learn Masechtas Malkus and find out what a person needs to do in a bad way in order to get Malkus. But the point is, in 1 second, in 1 moment, he is going to get Malkus. He violates his Isser, he's going to get Malkus. The Shaila is, what happens if somebody found himself in a Beis HaKfaris and became Tomei while he was in the Beis HaKfaris? Is he going to violate the Issen Aziris immediately? Or would he have to remain there a certain period of time in order for him to violate the Issen Azir? So again, if someone's Tom and he walks into a Beis HaKfaris, the second he walks in, it's over. The question is, what if he's a Nazir that came in contact with a Beis HaKfaris, but not in the conventional way, not by simply walking in? So the Gemara is going to go through the case, but just to set it up, let's say he just somehow finds himself as a Nazir in a Beis HaKfaris. So immediately he's going to violate the Issen Naziris, meaning get out, otherwise you're over the Issen Naziris, or would he have to be there for a certain period of time? So if he walked in, he walked in. But let's say he didn't walk in. What's the case? The Gemara is going to talk about that. But the point is, now he finds himself in a Beis HaKfaris. What would be the halacha? Now, the precedent for such a Shaila is because it's a very similar halacha. Someone that's Tommy is not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. So Beis HaKfaris, Beis HaMikdash. I mean, this is two opposite ends of the spectrum. But the point is, someone that's Tommy is not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash, just like a Kaddish can't enter the Beis HaKfaris, the Tommy can't enter the Beis HaMikdash. The moment he enters, he's over all the Surim of Tumas Mikdash V'Kaddish. What happens if somebody became Tommy in the Beis HaMikdash? So then he would have to be there for a certain period of time in order for him to violate the Isser. It's what's known as Shia. He would have to remain there for a certain amount of time. What's the amount of time? It's Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, it's a Shirish Tachava. The amount of time it would take for a person to be Kairim U'Mishtachavim, which was something that every person that entered the Beis HaMikdash had to do. So the amount of time it would take to do a shtachavoya, that would be the shia. So the question is there a similar, is there like a shia, the malchus, as it relates to a nazir beis hakfaris or not? So the Gemara says, hey chidami, what would even be the case? The case is not where he's a nazir. He was warned, don't walk into the beis hakfaris, and he did, because we said in that case, the minute he walks in, he's already over the issur. For that, you wouldn't need any shia. So maybe the case is like this. The person was a nazir. It was in a Beis HaKfaris, he wasn't a Nazir. And he's about to be Mekabel Naziris. And he was warned, he was told, Loi Tinzar, don't be Mekabel Naziris. Because if you're Mekabel Naziris, you're going to be a Nazir Beis HaKfaris. And as we just saw, Tufta the Reish Lakish, you can have all these Surah Naziris. But the Gemara says, Lamed Lishia, I don't understand what the Shaila would be. Why not Nazir my time alor b'yishia, because why is a Nazir Tahar that enters the Beis HaMikdash Tamei immediately when he enters the Beis HaKfaris and doesn't eat Shia, is to come ask Shubay. As long as they warned him and they told him, don't enter the Beis HaKfaris, even without a Shir Shia, he would be over there. It's a Sachanami come ask Shubay. As long as he was warned, he should have needed a Shir Shia. Meaning, there should be no difference between a Nazir Tar that enters a Beis HaKfaris that immediately he becomes Tomei and he's over the Isser, versus someone that's Tar and he's Mekabel Naziris in the Beis HaKfaris that immediately he should violate the Isser. In both cases, you did a Maisa that instantly created a situation where a Nazir became Tomei to a Mace, which is something that's not okay. And just like you don't need Shia when the Nazir Tar enters the Beis HaKfaris, you shouldn't need Shia when the Tomei is Mekabel Nazir. So that can't be the case. Why would you need Shia? In a moment, you're ready over the Isser. Elo, so the case is as follows. The case is where somebody was a Nazir, and he entered the Beis HaKfaris, but he entered it in a Shida Teva Migdal. He was like locked up in a box. The point is that when he entered the Beis HaKfaris, he didn't come in contact with the kvarim that are there, and as a result, he wasn't Tamei Tumas Meis. So he's in the ear space of the Beis HaKfaris, but he's not Tamei Tumas Meis. He's also a Nazir, right? Uba chaveroi upara me'ol of mazeva. And then one of his chaverim came and he removed the bottom of the Beis HaKfaris. It turns out he's being mahil now on top of the Meis, and it turns out now he's exposed to the Tumas Meis. Oh, now all of a sudden he's a Nazir. He finds himself exposed to the Tumas Meis. He wasn't over the Isser of entering the Beis HaKfaris, because when he entered, he was in a Shida Teva Migdal. He didn't do anything wrong. He wasn't Mekabel Nazirus in the Beis HaKfaris. He was a Nazir before he entered the Beis HaKfaris. But Ba'oinis, he now finds himself as a Nazir who's in a Beis HaKfaris. So the question is he's got to get out. That's obvious. But at the same time, is there a Shir Shia or is there no Shir Shia? Is there a certain amount of time he has to leave or not? What's the question? Ki Gmiri Shia beveis HaMikdash. This Shir of Shia, this Halach Lomach Misinai, was a Dafk in the Beis HaMikdash, Aval Avroi Loi, but outside the Beis HaMikdash, no. Or you do him a Loi Shna, or maybe there's no difference. I think Mara says Teiku. This is not something we have an answer to. I saw in the Shiurim for Reb David Soloveitchik, so he says the Briskarov was very bothered with this Ibaya. Because what's essentially the Ibaya? The Ibaya is that there's Halach that there's something called Shi'iyah when it comes to a Tameh in the Beis HaMikdash. And we want to know, do we have the same concept of Shia when it comes to a Nazir in a Beis HaKfaris? So Biskarov said that what is the Shir of Shia? The Shir of Shia, we said, is the Shir Hishtachava. The amount of time that it takes to do a Hishtachava. That's the Halacha L'Moish Misinai. It's a Mufurish Gemara Masach Teshuvos. That is the Halacha L'Moish Misinai. So the Briskarov said that Bishloime regarding Shia in the Beis HaMikdash for a Tamei, I understand the Shir. The Shir of a Shir Hishtachava. Hishtachava is something that talks to the Beis HaMikdash. But for a Nazir Beis HaKfaris, there's a Shir Hishtachava. It makes no sense. So just from the words and the Nusach, and the Shir of the Shia, it almost sounds like that this is discussing Dafka Tamei in the Beis HaMikdash, and it's not talking about a Nazir Tamei or a Nazir in the Beis HaKfaris on the Shiurim. They bring Torah from the Briskarov that discusses this Indian a little bit better. But either way, that's that Ibaya. Zokhtimar Vaita. Boy Ravashi, another Shaila Nazir Vuhuba Vesakvaris. If someone's a Nazir and he's a Vesakvaris, Toyin Giluach, Oiloi, does he require Giluach or does he not require Giluach? So again, we're talking about someone that was Mekabel Naziris in a Beis HaKfaris. We're returning to our regular program. So someone was Mekabel Naziris and he's a Beis HaKfaris. What's the halacha? The Mishnah says he's not going to have to bring a carbon tum. The Gemara clarified it. Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, Tu Lashayinis, Tufta the Reish Lakish. He's a Nazir. Kol Diktuke Naziris Salah, meaning he's bound by all the Assyrian Naziris. The difference is in the tie. Ordinarily, Tomei Meis, that's a Nazir, needs to bring a carbon tum. This Tomei Meis, that's a Nazir, will not have to bring a carbon tum. The question is, what about the Teglachas of Tum? Would he have to do that, or would he not have to do that? So again, let's just understand this a little bit better. A Tamei Meis, ordinarily, in order for him to be Tahar, needs 7 days. During those 7 days, twice, they're going to spritz from the Efer of the Parah Aduma on him. Then he's going to go to the mikveh, like any person that's Tamei is. And then he's going to become Tahar. The Torah says that a nazir that's a tamei meis has to do special things. What are the special things? On the seventh day, he has to do a teglachas, known as the teglachas of tumah. So just like a nazir, when he completes his naziris, does the teglachas of mitzvah. Just like a nazir, when he is a nazir, has an issa teglachas. This is the third teglachas, the teglachas of tumah. And then on the eighth day, he brings three karbanas, an asher mehema, and brings a chatas oif as well. The Mishnah said very, very clearly that someone that became a nazir in a Beis HaKfaris, when it comes time to being tar from Tumas Meis, he doesn't have to bring the carbon tumah. The Taira is different, but the Mishnah only mentioned the carbon tumah component. What about the teglachas? Does he do the teglachas of tumah, or does he not do the teglachas of tumah? That is Rav Ashi's Ibaya. What's the shayla? Ki bayi teglachas. When does a nazir tumah need teglachas? That's tar shenitma. That's only someone that was first a nazir. Tar, then he became Tommy to come a Tamil in Nazirus because he was Matama's Nazirus. So could be being that he had a good Nazirus that he defiled, that's when you have to have this Teglachas. Aval Tommy Shinazalai, maybe someone that was Tommy before he's Makabal Nazirus, not maybe not. So the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you a Raya from where? From our Mishnah. Misha Nazav, Ubevesakvar. Somebody was Makabal Nazirus in a Besakvar. Even if he's there for 30 days, it doesn't count towards his Nazirus. Fainy maybe carbon tumah, and he doesn't bring a carbon tumah. What's the deal? Carbon tumah, who delay Maisi. It sounds like only the carbon tumah doesn't bring avagiluchi bay, but it sounds like the teglachas of tumah is something you're gonna have to do, right? Just the carbon tumah you don't do, but the teglachas you do. But the Gemara says matam kamar, and the word matam, if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says kaloymar. It's a little bit of a misnomer. It doesn't mean matam, but what it means is as follows: matam ini mevi carbon tumah mishum delay bay geluche. Meaning, from the words of the Gemara, it sounds like the reason there's no carbon tumah in the Mishnah is because you don't need teglachas. That's not true. What the Gemara means to say is that you should understand when you learn the Mishnah that just like there's no carbon tumah, so too there's also no teglachas. Meaning, the two atali zeb is that what the Mishnah means when it says ini mevi carbon tumah. What it means is you don't have the special parsha of another tamei, and had then the become tahar the way any person that's tamei meis becomes tahar. You become tahar by the parah aduma 7 days, but you don't have the unique parsha. The Mishnah said it with regards to the detail of carbon tumah, but tein lechacham v'yech gamayid, and just like you don't have the carbon tumah, so too you're not going to have the teglachas either. Zakti Gemara Tashma, bring you a raya from a brisa. All these brises are already familiar to us. Ain't being tamei shenazar lenazir tar shenitma. There's no difference between someone that's tamei that was mekabel naziris versus a nazir tamei that became tamei. Ela tamei shenazar shvi shaloi oylei mina minyan. V'nazir tar shenitma ain't shvi shaloi oylei mina minyan. A tahar that became tamei, so his shvi can't start counting yet. He needs to wait until the eighth day, like we've spoken about already a few times. But tamei shenazar, already on the seventh day he can start counting. My love, halo teglachas zevezesh oven. It sounds like, but there is no chiluk with regards to the teglachas, meaning as it relates to the teglachas of tumah. It sounds like zevezesh oven. They're both going to need the teglachas of tumah. The nazir tar shenitma needs the teglachas of tumah. So it sounds like the tamei shenazar is also going to need the teglachas of tumah. The Gemara says loy halo malchus zevezesh oven. You want to make a diik? The diik is lemalchus zevezesh. But they're both going to need Malkus, which was the Maskana Sagamara Namin Aleph, Tiufta the Resh Lakish, Tiufta. Says, but as it relates to Teglachas, what are you going to tell me? This one needs a Teglachas of Tumah, the other one doesn't need a Teglachas of Tumah. If that's the case, Lesnayo. So if we're discussing Ein Bains, so why not mention the Teglachas? And by the way, you can't answer what we answered on Amid Aleph, that bitakante kamairi bekulkule like kamairi, because this is takante, right? This is takante. This is what he needs to do in order for him to start his naziris again. He needs to do the teglachas. So if there is a difference that one needs the teglachas of tumah, the other one doesn't need the teglachas betumah, bitakante, we should have said it. So the Gemara says tana shvi shaloi v'chol mili, which is essentially the svar we spoke at on Amud Aleph, and that is, it's all included in what the Brice is saying. The Brice is saying that the ein bein is, you start counting on day 7, you don't start counting again until day 8. What's the difference? Oh, the difference is very poshut. The difference is you need the special tyra. You don't need the special tyra. If you don't need the special tyra, it's at day 7. You can pick up your naziris. If you need the special tyra, you have to wait until day 8. You have to wait until day 8 because you have to bring the carbon tumah. And if you have to bring the carbon tumah, maybe so too. You need the teglachas as well. But you have no raya from the fact that it wasn't mentioned in the ein bein that it's not included. And the reason is because it could be that when we say the chilik of whether shvi shaloi is you start resuming or not, Kol ze nichnas, everything is included. One final tashmah. This is a new braisa. So the braisa over here, the context is discussing a nazir that became a mitzayir. So nazir mitzayir is one of the unique chekavas sugyas in Masechtas Nazir, which we've seen a little bit about already. Nitma b'meitzarata, machlokes Rebbeinu and Rish Lakish. On Daf Yudalad Amadeus, and it's something that's going to be discussed in great detail later in the Masechta. But for now, we just have one excerpt of a Braisa that discusses a Nazir that became a Mitzayra, specifically the days that he's a Mitzayra. Do they count towards his Naziris, or do they not count towards his Naziris? That's what's being discussed there. So again, someone's a Nazir, he became a Mitzayra, he has to become Torah from his Mitzayra Kite. The question is, during that period that he's a Mitzayra, those days, are they oil loyman aminyan? They count towards his naziris or not? So if someone said Iranian nazir meyer yom, and now for 2 weeks he's a mitzayra, those 2 weeks count towards his 100 days or not? Says the Bryce. Ein liela yemei tumasoi she'ein oil loyman aminyan. I know that if someone is a nazir and he becomes tamei tumas meis, the days that he's tamei tumas meis don't count towards his naziris. Yemei chilutei minayin. What about when he becomes a mitzayra, yemei chilute, the days that he's a mitzayra, do those days count towards his naziris or not? Says the Braisa, that my first glance approach is, let's make a mamatzinu. V'dinu, what's the mamatzinu? Ma yemei tumasai megaleach, umevi karbin, when a nazir becomes tomei tumas meis, what does he need to do at the conclusion of his Tumas Meis? Number one, a teglachas of Tuma. Number two, he has to bring a carbon Tuma. When someone's a Mitzayra, he does the same thing. Migaleach, a Mitzayra also has a mitzvah to do a teglachas when he finishes his chilutai, who may be carbon, and he has to bring carbonus as well. So you see there's a similarity between a nazir that's Tumei Tumas Meis and a Mitzayra. A nazir that's tamei tumas meis, in order for him to become tahar from his tumas meis, he needs a teglachas and karbanos. A mitzayra, in order for him to become tahar from being a mitzayra, he also needs a teglachas and he needs to bring karbanos. Now, to be clear, the similarity is between a nazir that's tamei tumas meis and a mitzayra. Meaning, a regular tamei tumas meis doesn't need a teglachas, obviously, and he doesn't need to bring any karbanos. But we're talking about a nazir that's tamei tumas meis. So a nazir that's tamei tumas meis is similar in the mamotzinu sense to a mitzayra. They both, in order to become tar, need a tiglachas, and they both have to bring a carbon. So if that's the case, so just like when a nazir becomes tamei tumas meis, the days that he's tamei tumas meis are not oil min aminyan. So too, a nazir that becomes a mitzayra should not be oil min aminyan as well. That's the Gemara's Mamatzinu. So at first glance, the Braisa says, I would say that you want to know if a Nazir that becomes a Mitzayra those days are Oilolei Min Aminyan. L'chura, a perfect comparable to this Shaila, is a Nazir that's Tamei Tumas Meis. Why is it a perfect comparable? Because they both need the same thing in order to become Tar. They both need Teglachas and Karbanas. And just like there, his days are not Oilolei Min Aminyan, so to the Mitzayra's days should also not be Oilolei Min Aminyan. But the Gemara says, not a good comparable. Mamatzinu, you know why? Because layim amrit bimei tumasoi shekein mevato behem es hakoidmen. But such an obvious percha. A nazir that's tomei tumas meis, not only are the days that he's tomei not oilulei min aminyin, but the days that he counted, he loses. Vayomim arishoinim yiplu. So lefichach, I could argue, ein oilulei min aminyin. If he loses the days he counted, so maybe it's for that reason. Lefichach is a very sharp word. But lefichach, it's for that reason that the days are not going to count. As opposed to a nazir that becomes a mitzayra, where there is no makar to say vayomim arishonim yiplu, and that's like not even on the table for discussion in this braisa. We're taking for granted hagam des amamatzinu, right? But we're assuming for sure that that's not the case. So lefichach, oylei min aminyan. So maybe yimei chilutai should be oylei min aminyan. So to make a mamatzinu between the nazir that's Tommy Tumas Meis to the Nazir that became a Mitzayra is not okay. Even though there is a similarity, but there's also a Teichiyach. So if you want to prove whether or not a Nazir who's a Mitzayra, the days that he's a Mitzayra can count towards his Naziris, you can't prove it with a Mamotzinu from a Nazir that's Tommy Tumas Meis. Amrit, but the Gemara says that, I hear, that Mamotzinu doesn't work, but I have another approach. I can come from another angle and learn it not from Mamatzinu, but even better from a Kal V'chomer. Right? Kal V'chomer and Mamatzinu are very similar. Mamatzinu means they're the same. Kal V'chomer means it's even better. So I can learn it not from a Mamatzinu, from a Kal V'chomer. And a Kal V'chomer from a Nazir that's Tomei Tumas Meis, but not your classic Nazir that's Tomei Tumas Meis, but the Nazir that's Tomei Tumas Meis of our Sugya, which is the Nazir Beveis HaKfaris. So says the Gemara, I can learn it from the Nazir Beveis HaKfaris. So everything is coming together. Worlds colliding. You have the Nazir Mitzayra and the Nazir Beveis HaKfaris. Gevaldik. Nazir bekever, madoch, if someone's in a Beis HaKfaris and he was mekabel nazirus, shesai roi roi l'teglachas, his hair is roi l'teglachas. Ein oilu loy min aminyin, still the days that he is tamei and not oilu loy min aminyin. The Mishnah said that micha nazir beis hakvaris afilo hayusham shloishem yoy. Ein oilu loy min aminyin. So for sure, it's not oilu min aminyin. So yemei chilutai, as it relates to yemei chilutai, she ain roy l'teglachas, where his here is not roy l'teglachas. Loy kol shekein she ain oilu loy min aminyin. So certainly it shouldn't be oilu loy min aminyin. So the Gemara says you want to know a makar. I think that Yemei Tzaratoi of a Nazir Mitzayra should not be Oilu Min Aminyin. I'll learn it from the Nazir Beveis HaKfaris. The Nazir Beveis HaKfaris, the Mishnah said, his days are not Oilu Min Aminyin. And I think the Nazir Beveis HaKfaris is more of a Nazir during the time that he's Tomei Tumas Meis than is the Nazir Mitzayra. And you know where I see that? Because the Nazir Beveis HaKfaris is Roy L'Teglachas, as opposed to the Nazir Mitzayra, which is not Roy L'Teglachas. Says the Gemara, my love, when the Braisa said that the Nazir Beveis HaKfaris is Roy L'Teglachas, what did it mean he's Roy L'Teglachas? Probably Teglachas Tumah. Right, what did it mean? He's right now a Nazir Tomei, and you're saying that he has a Shaychus to Naziris. You know why he has a Shaychus to Naziris? Because Roy L'Teglachas. Which Teglachas? Or probably Teglachas of Tumah. Because any person that's a Nazir that's Tomei Tumas Meis, he needs to do a Teglachas. Oh! Mefurish Tashma. Right, this is what we need. So you see clearly that a Nazir Beveis HaKfaris needs Teglachas. So from the fact that the Gemara wanted to learn a Nazir Mitzayra Kal V'chomer from a Nazir Beveis HaKfaris, from the, what's the Kal V'chomer? That a Nazir Beveis HaKfaris is right with Teglachas, and still it's in Oilei Min Aminyin. So Kal V'chomer, the Nazir Mitzayra should be in Oilei Min Aminyin. Where do you see that the Nazir Beveis HaKfaris is right with Teglachas? Look at the Teglachas of Tumah. So if it's Teglachas of Tumah, so Gevaldik, so you see Mefurish then. You see, Mefurish then that a Nazir Beveis HaKfaris needs the Glachas, which was Ravashi Shailo, and this is a Tashma. Meaning, even though he's Ene Mevi Karbon Tumah, but the Glachas is going to be different. The Gemara says, Loi. The Gemara says, the obvious thing. That's not what it means. What it means is the Glachas Taira. What it means is that this person is going, this Nazir's going to need a Glachas of Taira. What does that mean? The Nazir Mitzayra is also going to need a Glachas of Taira. What it means is that the Nazir Beveis HaKfaris is a Nazir, right? We pass him like Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Dikduke Nazirus Olav, with the exception of Enei Mevi Karbon Tumah. On the tzad that he also doesn't need a Teglachas, so he's Enei Mevi Karbon Tumah, he's also going to do no Teglachas of Tumah. What then is he going to do? He's going to leave the Beis HaKfaris at some point. Then he's going to become Tahar, like any Tomas Meis does. And then on the seventh day, like the Braisa said in the Ein Bein, he's going to start counting his Nazirus of Tahira. And then when he finishes, he's going to do the Teglachas of Tyre. When he does the Teglachas of Tyre, what's he doing? He's cutting off all the hair of Kedusha, the Kadosh Yagadol Tera. All of that hair is going to be removed when he now does the Teglachas of Tyre. Included in that is the hair that grew while he was in the Beis HaKfaris. So it comes out when a Nazir is Beis HaKfaris, the hair that's growing right now is hair of Naziris. And when he does the Teglachas Bashlamas Nazirusai, he's going to be cutting off that hair. He's going to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs Teglachas with that hair as well. The Nazir Mitzayra is going to become Tahar. When he becomes Tahar, he's going to have to do a Teglachas of Mitzayra, and then he's going to resume his Naziris, and when he does the Teglachas of Tyre, he won't be Megaleach, any hair that grew while he was a Mitzayra. And that was the Kal V'chomer. That was the whole point of what the Braisa is saying. The Braisa is saying that Madach a Nazir Beveis HaKfaris, who right now is on some level observing Naziris, because the hair that he's growing is Kedusha de Gehir, it's Naziris de Gehir, that one day will be subject to the mitzvahs Teglachas. Still, the days are not Oilu Loy Min Aminyin. So it's actually a very interesting point, because the hair that's growing is included in the teglachas, the tahira of the nazir, yet the day itself doesn't count towards the yemei naziris. It's a tarte desasri, it's an oxymoron. If right now I'm growing here of naziris, then by definition it's yemei naziris. And that's the whole point of the Gemara. That madoch here, where you see that the here, pun intended, is considered part of the mitzvah. And still, it's ein oilolei min aminyan. So the nazir mitzvah, where there's nothing happening right now that has any shaychus to the naziris, is certainly the days should not be oilolei min aminyan. So the Gemara thought that when the Braisa was bringing a kal v'chomer from the nazir v'beis hakvaris, it meant the teglachas the tumah. Madach there, there's a teglachas of tumah, and it's ein oilolei min aminyan. Kal v'chomer here, if that's the case, you have a right that a nazir v'beis hakvaris does a teglachas of tumah, but the Gemara is doich, and the Gemara says it's not muchach that the Braisa meant teglachas of tumah. Maybe what the Braisa meant was teglachas of taira, and if that's the case, you have no right to Rav Ashi Shaila. And the Gemara says, very gishmak, kochinami mistavro. Chayra, I'll prove it to you. Because the isol gedaitik, the glachas tomo, because if what the Braisa meant when the Braisa set up the kal v'chomer was that madach there, this teglachas of tomo, and still it's enoilem and aminyun, so mitzayra with his what? Where there's no teglachas to tomo, it's not true. Says the Gemara, Yimei Chiluti Milay Boi Teglachas, Mitzayra always needs a Teglachas, right? That's the way we set up the Mamatzinu in the beginning of the Braisa. Here you need carbon and Teglachas, here you need carbon and Teglachas. So it's not even true. I don't even know how you can read the Braisa the other way. So the Gemara says, Hochi Nami Mistabra, the first pshat in the Braisa, because to be honest, I don't even know how to read it, the second pshat in the Braisa, because I don't even know how you read the first pshat in the Braisa. Because if you're trying to make a distinction that here you need a teglachas of tumah, then you don't need a teglachas of tumah, it's not true. You do need a teglachas of tumah by Mitzayra. Baruch says loy, but it's not muchach that the hachinami mistab is true, because the teglachas din is zero skatani. Kalvachaymer is still a kalvachaymer. You know why? Because even if the Braisa would mean teglachas of tumah, so the nusach of the kalvachaymer would be that madach Nazir beves akvaritz needs a teglachas of tuma machmas hilchas naziris and still ain't oilolei min aminyan. So kal v'chomer then nazir mitzayra who although needs a teglachas of tuma but it's not machmas naziris, it's machmas mitzayra, certainly should be ain't oilolei min aminyan. So Gemara says even if you go to the original pshat and you say teglachas meant teglachas of tuma, you still have the basis for the kal v'chomer, and the reason is because we're trying to say that the Nazir Beves HaKfaris has more Shaychas to Naziris than the Nazir Mitzayra does. Where do you see it? In the Teglachas of Toma. What do you mean? I also have a Teglachas of Toma. Yeah, no Shaychas. His Teglachas of Toma is Parshas Nosa. Yours is Parshas Mitzayra. We mean to say that you have a Shaychas to Naziris by virtue of the fact that you have a Teglachas of Toma. You, Grado, also have a Teglachas of Toma. Yeah, it makes you very similar. But being that his is from the parish of Naziris, that's the basis to make the Kal V'chomer. Still, it's in Oilam and Aminyan. So therefore, the Gemara held, there's a Kal V'chomer. The bottom line is, we were not push it as of yet. This is going to continue into tomorrow's daf. We were not push it as of yet. This Shaila, Nazir Beves HaKvaris, whether he needs a Teglachas or does not need a Teglachas. So just to end on, I can't say light, because it isn't, but lighter note. And that is, one of the inyanim that was discussed very much in the last two dafin is the idea that if somebody's mekabel naziris in a beis hakfaris, so the halacha is he's a nazir, and not only is he a nazir, but he's even going to get malchus if he violates the isurei naziris. It was mavur even more than that. That if somebody's standing in a Beis HaKfaris and two people warn this person, apparently they realized that he wanted to be Mekabel Naziris, and they said, don't be Mekabel Naziris right now. Because if you're Mekabel Naziris right now, you'll be a Nazir Beis HaKfaris, and a Nazir Beis HaKfaris gets Malchus. Al Tinzar, and he fifed them on, and he said, Hareini Nazir, he's going to get Malchus. He's going to get Malchus right away. The Gemara also discussed somebody that entered Beis HaKfaris and a Shida Teva Migdol, he was a Nazir, and somebody came, he was Parmi Olav Mazeva, and he was there at the very least a Shir Shihia. The halacha is that he's going to get Malchus. Freita is Sakasha, and it's the bottom line here in, on Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, that I don't understand why these Nazirim are going to get Malchus. We know the halacha is that a person does not get Malchus for a lav she'im by Maisa. And being that you don't get Malchus for a lav she'im by Maisa, Sefrei Tosfos, why would you get Malchus? Isn't this a lav she'im by Maisa? Meaning, I understand you were over the Issa Naziris, but Sofik is our boy, and Loika means you're really getting Malchus. Why are you getting Malchus? So if someone's a Nazir, and he walks into a Beis HaKfaris, so he did a Maisa, you did a Maisa, you're going to get Malkus. But if somebody's in a Beis HaKfaris and he says Hareini Nazir, even if he was warned, Hareini Nazir is not a Maisa. So if Hareini Nazir is not a Maisa, so why are you getting Malkus? Or if somebody was a Nazir and he entered a Beis HaKfaris, Beshita Teva Migdal, and then somebody came, he was Par Me'olam Azeva, and then he was there, let's say, a Shir Shia. Being in a place, a Shir Shia is not a Maisa. And if that's the case, so why are you getting Malkus? Azayfrik Toysis, why is this not a lav she'en by Maisa? So Toysis, if you want to see it inside, says, V'lav hay k'lav she'en by Maisa b'masha mekabal naziris. The lav she'esh by Maisa hu b'masha eino yoytza misham kishanoyda b'naza. Toysis says that this will still be a lav she'esh by Maisa. Why? B'masha eino yoytza misham kishanoyda b'naza. Because after he's mekabal naziris, when he doesn't leave the Beis HaKfaris, that somehow is nechshav as a ma'isa. Now this Tosis is a little bit sisrei Torah. What does Tosis mean? Right now I'm not doing a ma'isa. Right now I'm just staying in the Beis HaKfaris. Staying in the Beis HaKfaris is not a ma'isa. So this Tosis is very, very schwer. There's another Tosfos in Masechet Shavuos, Daf Yud Zayin, where Tosfos, because it is kasha, says that I hold the sugya here in Nazir Daf Yud Zayin is going according to the Sheet and Shas, Sheet Rabbi Yehuda, other Tanam as well, that you get Malkus for a lav she'en by Maisa. But Anachanami, if you hold that you don't get Malkus for a lav she'en by Maisa, if somebody's Mekabel Naziris in a Beis HaKfaris, or if somebody entered a Beis HaKfaris as a Nazir Neshita Teva Migdal, and now he finds himself there and he just doesn't leave, being that he didn't do any Maisa, he didn't enter the Beis HaKfaris Be'isser, he's just remaining there, or he was Mekabel at Pepeh, it's a lav she'en by Maisa, and then Chanami ain't liking all of. The sugya is going according to the mandamar that holds that lav she'en by Maisa is liking all. But if you look on the side of the Gemara, there are Hagois from Maharav Ranchberg. So Maharav Ranchberg was Rabbi Salome Ranchberg, he was one of the Geoine Prag in the Zeitung from the Neude Yehuda, and he says a beautiful teretz. He says that Luchura Yesh Loimar, that the teretz of Tosfos Kasha is a raya nifla to a very, very well known yesoid from the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah is in the beginning of Perik Yud Gimel in Hilchas Schiros, and the Magid Mishnah says the yesoid. He says, Ve'efshir hoyoli loimar. I want to say, Shekol lav she'i efshir by maisa, elo dibur, any lav where it's not possible to violate this lav, al yedei maisa, the only way to violate it is al yedei dibur, she'ein adibur kari maisa. Over there it's considered a lav she'ein by maisa. However, any lav that a person can do al yedei maisa, even if he violates it, she'loy al yedei maisa, it's going to be treated as a lav she'yesh by maisa. So zok de magen mishnah, any lav that a person can only do without a maisa is a lav she'en by maisa. But if there's a lav that you can do al yedei maisa, even if you punk do it, shaloy al yedei maisa, a zasert lav is going to be considered a lav she'esh by maisa. Now, the exact context of the Magid Mishnah, he's discussing the lav of leisachsim shor b'dishei, which, by the way, is exhibit A for lav for which you get Malkus. A lot of the halachas of Malkus we learn from Leisachsim Shor B'dishei. But either way, what's Leisachsim Shor B'dishei? If somebody has an animal and it's draying zich in the field, so you're not allowed to put a muzzle on its mouth to prevent it from eating. It's a Leisase in the Torah, Leisachsim Shor B'dishei. What would happen if someone's animal was about to eat and then you yell at the animal, Chasma B'koil, and because of that, the animal got startled and it didn't eat. So you were over the lav of Leisachsim Shor B'dishei. It doesn't matter how you do it, if you put a lock on its mouth, or if you yell, that's also going to be Leisachsim Shor B'dishei. It's not the Magid Mishnah, that if somebody would be Chasma B'koil, you would get Malkus. Even though when you're Chasma B'koil, you did it without a Maisa, because Dibur is not a Maisa, but being that you could be over Leisachsim Shor B'dishei with a Maisa, even though you did it now without a Maisa, still you're going to get Malkus. This is the Gevaldige Chiddush of the Magid Mishnah. Zok, Rabbi Salome Ranchberg, that Yesh Loimar, this sugya, his lashon is a hoichacha brura ledvarav. It's mamish a perfect raya to the Magid Mishnah, because it's mavur in this sugya that if somebody would be a nazir that became in contact with a mace, even if you did a shloya day mace, you would get malchus. I rainy nazir when I'm in a Beis HaKfaris, or somebody entered a shita teva migdal and he just didn't leave. I toisus gevaldig akasha. What happened to lav she'en mace? And toisus says the chukim gedolim. Either the sugi is going like the man dama that holds lav she'en mace, like in all of. That's not the halacha and Shas. Since when do sugyas go according to the man number that holds the lav she'im emaisa like you know? Or Tosfos says sisrei Torah that not leaving is a maisa somehow, right? This is reminiscent of the Reb Chaim's lomdus in the beginning of Ksubas. He did a maisa of not coming, right? This is like a maisa of not leaving. Tosfos saying groisa gevaldige chedushim over here. Zok Rabbi Tzal Meir Ansberg. To me, this is a raya berura to the shita of the Magen Mishnah, and that is the being that the classic way, and for sure a way to violate the iser of being metame to a mace would be by doing a maisa, even though right now you punk did it shaloy al yedei maisa. Still, it's going to be treated like a lav sheyesh by maisa, and it's for that reason you're going to get malchus. So I just want to say over one hour, mentioned that Rabbi Tzalmi Ransberg was one of the goyne Prague in the Zeitung for the Noida B'Yehuda. So just to shtel to one Noida B'Yehuda. And that is, it's a tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda. It's an Eirach Chaim Madura Tinyana Simen Ayin Vav. The tshuva was written to another one of the great Gaonim of that Kufa, Rabbeir Oppenheim. But either way, Rabbeir Oppenheim asked the Noida B'Yehuda three kashas on the Magen Mishnah. So the Magen Mishnah says, his yesoid, that if somebody does a loisa say without a maisa, but it's a loisa say that you could do with a maisa. So the halach is, even though you do it shaloi b'maisa, still you're going to get malchus. For example, he was over loisach some sharbedish, but he did it b'koil. Being that you could do it with a maisa, so even if you do it shaloi b'maisa, you're going to get malchus. A lav shei b'maisa is where the only way to be over this iser is by doing it without a maisa. So he asked three kashas. The first kasha that he asked was that we know there's an iser for a yid to cut off his payas. The Rambam says that the Isser is Saifa the Makif and Saifa the Nikif, right? Saifa the Megaleach and Saifa the Misgaleach. So a person can't say, you know, I know there's an Isser, I'm not letting to cut off my payas, but what I'm going to do is I'll go to a barber, an Eni Yehudi, let him cut off my payas, and like this, I won't be over an Isser. He's the one that did it. I'm not the one that did it. Maybe Amir La'akum. Good, I'll do it in a way where it's not Amir La'akum, Biramiza, right? There's ways to get around that. But the point is, I'll go now and I'll do it in a way where I won't be over this. Doesn't help. Why? Because Echad HaMakif, Echad HaNikif, the halacha is, they're both going to be over the Issa. Zok the Rambam, what about Malchus? Do you get Malchus or do you not get Malchus? So the Rambam says it depends. It depends on what exactly this Yid was doing when he was sitting in the barber chair. Says the Rambam like this. Echad HaMigaleach HaPeiris Bilvad. That you get Malchus, that's Be'ish HaMigaleach. That's if the man, that's only for the Megaleach. Avalo Isha Misgaleach. The person who's sitting in the barber chair, Einoi Loike, doesn't get Malchus. Elim Kain Sayeh Le Megaleach. Unless he helped the Megaleach. So the Megaleach is always going to get Malchus. But the person sitting in the chair, it depends. If he helped, like he moved his head a little bit, right? He did all the things that you're supposed to do. Okay, so then you're going to also get Malchus. But if not, you're not going to get Malchus. You just sat there, there's no Malchus. What's the difference? The difference is if you miss Sayeh, you did a Maisa. If not, you don't get Malchus. So Rabbeir Oppenheim asked the Noid of Yehuda, says, according to the Magen Mishnah, what's the difference? If you help, if you're Messiah, you get Malchus. So then even if you're not Messiah, you shouldn't get Malchus. Why? Because it turns out that this is a law that you could do with a Maisa, and obviously you could do it with a Maisa. Even if you do it with a Maisa, you should get Malchus. This is the first kasha he asked him. Second kasha that he asked the Noid of Yehuda was from a very, very famous Rambam. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Chometz HaMatzah, a lot of Shabbos HaGadol drashas was said on this Rambam. The Rambam says that if someone has Chometz in his house on Pesach, meaning he was over the lava by Rabbi Yematzah, Einoi Loikim Yishum Le'irav Le'imatzah, you don't get Malchus. Elim Kein Kona Chometz BePesach Oichimtzah. The only time you get Malchus by Rabbi Yematzah is if you buy the Chometz or you bake the Chometz. Kedei Sheyaseh by Maisa, because you have to do a Maisa. Avlam Hoyu Loich Chometz Koydim Pesach. But let's say you would have Chometz in your house before Pesach. Uba Pesach Le'Biro. Then Pesach came, you didn't get rid of it. Elohi Nicha B'Shusha, you just left it there. Afal Picha Over Al Shnei Lavin. Even though you were over on two Lavin, Einoi Loikim In Atoyer. Because he didn't do a maisa. So Zok the Rambam, if someone's over by your Rabbi Yematzah, do you get Malchus or you don't get Malchus? So Rambam says it depends. If you were over it with a maisa, you bought chametz, so now you own it, or you made the chametz in your kitchen, so you did a maisa, you're going to get Malchus. If, however, you didn't buy it, you didn't make it, you had chametz, and you just didn't get rid of it, you didn't do a maisa. If you didn't do a maisa, you're not going to get Malchus. So Freit Rabbeir Oppenheim to the Noida B'Yehuda, it's a pli atzuma. According to the Magen Mishnah, being that you could buy chametz, and you can make chametz, and then it's going to be a maisa, so it comes up by Rabbi Yematzah, says, Asort Lav, you could do a day maisa. If you could do a day maisa, you should get Malchus. It's a Pliya Niskava. And the third kasha that he asked was that it's Mavur and Makas Daf Beis that the love of Loisana Bereyacha Eid Shaker, you're not allowed to testify falsely in court, one of the Aseret Hadibros, amazingly, that's one of the Ten Commandments, is a love she'in boi maisa. It's a Mavur Shagamara. Why? Because how do you say Eidus? Say Eidus Bepeh. Say yes, that according to the Rambam and other Rishonim who hold that if somebody writes Eidus, it's an Eidus. So we know that the Gemara says you can't write Eidus. Why not? Mi PM veloy mi pi ksavam. But at the same time, there's a parasha of shtaris. So we learned ksubis. We spoke at a lot of raid on this Indian Rabbeinu Tam's famous shita. But there's a lot of different shitas in this sugya. The Ktzais makes a cheshbon, a list of all the different shitas. But the bottom line is, there's a bunch of different shitas as it relates to that sometimes a person could say Eidus Biksav. And the Rambam shita is that you could say Eidus Biksav. So if a person can sometimes say Eidus Biksav, so it comes out, Leisan B'riach Eichakr is a lab you could do Aide Maisa. If you write the Eidus falsely, then L'chayra, you just were over Leisan B'riach Eichakr. And you did a biksav. So I bear up and I'm asked tonight, Yehuda, his third kasha, and by the way, the Cheschenuch of Mitzvah Lamed Zayin asked his kasha as well, that if that's the case, then why is Leisan B'riach Eid Shaker, a lav shein be maisa, they like an olive, according to the Magen Mishnah, I could do a biksav. And if I did a biksav, it would be a maisa. And if I did a yidei maisa, so even if I do it shaloy a yidei maisa, still I check out. These were the three kashas. So the night of Yehuda is mafalful to answer all the kashas. But to answer the second kasha, the kasha from the Rambam Menuchas Chametz Matzah, that on the lava by Rabbi Yematzi, sometimes you get Malkus, sometimes you don't get Malkus. It depends on whether you did a Maisa. And again, what's the kasha? Even if you didn't do a Maisa, you should get Malkus according to the Chiddush of the Magen Mishnah. So said the Noid of Yehuda that Vegamza loy kasha. He said it's not a kasha, and he says I think you didn't understand the Magen Mishnah properly. When the Magen Mishnah said that any lava that you could do al yedei Maisa, even if you do a Shaloy al yedei Maisa, you're going to get Malkus. Says the Noid Yehuda, you ready for a chiddush? The way he understood the Magen Mishnah, this is a fundamental understanding in the Magen Mishnah. What he meant to say was that if right now I can be over this Isser by doing a Maisa, even if I chose to be over the Isser right now, Shaloy Al Yedei Maisa, still I'm going to get Malkus. And the Noid Yehuda's Lashon is that it's similar, Vizet Doima, L'masha Amru Chazal, Menachas Yud Ches, but really throughout Shas, that Kol Aroy Labila, ain't bila ma'akevespa. If I could do the issa right now, al yedei ma'isa, then even if I do it shaloy al yedei ma'isa, I'm going to get malchus. So for example, if someone has a shor and it's in his yard and he doesn't want it to eat, so really, if he wants, he can go, he could put a muzzle on it. He could be overlay sachsim shor b'disha with a ma'isa. He chose instead to startle it. He's a chasma b'kail. So then says the Noid of Yehuda, being that you could have done it al yedei ma'isa, you chose not to do it al yedei ma'isa, kol aroy l'bila, bila is not ma'keves boy, and therefore, even though you did it shloy al yedei ma'isa, still you're going to get Malkus. But says the Noid of Yehuda, the Magen Mishnah never said that if you have an Isser, that in the abstract is something I could sometimes do Al Yedei Maisa, and sometimes do a Shloy Al Yedei Maisa, even though I did it Shloy Al Yedei Maisa, still I'm going to get Malkus. Sishda is not Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah is talking specifically where right now I can be over this Isser in two ways. I can be over the Isser Al Yedei Maisa, or I can be over the Isser Shloy Al Yedei Maisa. So the Noid of Yehuda said that in a case of a person that has chametz in his house, right now, the only way for him to be over by Yerub, by Yematz, is Shalei Ayidei Maisa. There's no Maisa he could do right now to be over the Isser. Buy it, you have it. Bake it, it's baked. So right now, the only way to be over this by Yerub, by Yematz, this Maisa by Yerub, by Yematz, is by just keeping it around. That's a lav she'en by maisa. Lav she'en by maisa. It is a loikin olav. The Magen Mishnah was talking about where this lav that I'm doing right now, shloy al yedei maisa, in the same second I could do it al yedei maisa. And there we shtelt su this idea that's broadly applied throughout Shas of kolaroy labila and bila makeves. But I mean that I could have done it al yedei maisa, even though I did it shloy al yedei maisa, still that's going to be the halach. But Al-Kaponim said the Noid of Yehuda that I hold fundamentally, Psham in the Magen Mishnah is not a simon in the lav. Pasha, how do you learn the Magen Mishnah? Lav shein b'maisa, like in olav, it's like a simon, azasort lav, that you can never do al yedei maisa. Good, azasort lav ain't like in olav. But once it's a lav that you could sometimes do al yedei maisa, then even if, doesn't matter how you do it. That's the pashit conventional understanding of the Magen Mishnah. without a question. Rabbi Yehuda is saying a gewaltige word and a new havana in the Magen Mishnah, and that is that the only time the Magen Mishnah meant as you say it is when right now I can do it al yedei ma'isa. But if right now I can't do it al yedei ma'isa, then there's no Magen Mishnah. If that's the case, then I think it's pashut that the hechacha berura of Rabbi Tzal Meir Rantzberg from this sugya to the chiddush of the Magen Mishnah is not going to be a hechacha, because in our sugya we're talking about someone is in a beis hakfaris and right now he's not a nazir. So this person right now doesn't have the ability, he doesn't have the option right now to be over this iser tuma al yedei ma'isa. Well, there's no ma'isa to do. The only way for him to do it is to say Areini Nazir. To say Areini Nazir is doing it shloi al yedei ma'isa. If somebody was dropped literally out of a helicopter, he came out of a shida teva migdal, he came out of a coffin, and all of a sudden he finds himself as a nazir to basic first. There's no ma'isa he can do. He's there. He's stuck. The ma'isa happened by Ines. The question is, leave or not to leave. But the only way right now for him to be over the Isser is shaloi b'ma'isa. Shaloi b'ma'isa. That's not a tzushel to the Magen Mishnah. Rabbi Tzalem Meir Rantzberg in his Agos, right here on the side of the Gemara, said, l'chayre, this sugya is a hechacha berura to the chiddush of the Magen Mishnah. It's really totally in how you understand the Magen Mishnah. And really, Rabbi Tzalem Meir Rantzberg in this Agos is going like Robert Oppenheim was in his Tshuva and his Shaiva that he wrote to the Neid of Yehuda, but he wasn't going like his Greiser Rebbe, the Neid of Yehuda, because it's mefurish that according to the Neid of Yehuda, just like the Neid of Yehuda was Doicher Rabbi Oppenheim's Raya from the Rabbah in Hilchas Chametz Matzah, not like the Magen Mishnah. So it's Muchach from that Kasha, that's the Neid of Yehuda held, that the Avonah, the Magen Mishnah, is a little bit different. Lefizeh, I think Rabbi Tzalem Meir Rantzberg's Zahara would fall away as well.